Finally, I got a chance to travel a little bit recently, and no, I won't be showing slides, no matter how much you beg me. And call me a nerd, but on our little car trip, I found myself thinking about healthcare. As we talked about earlier on the program, certain provisions of last year's healthcare overhaul are going into effect today. They remain controversial, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about something deeper, about our country's attitudes about health and wealth and poverty, which are in front of us even when we aren't looking for them. I'll start by telling you that we forgot to pack a prescription. Not a life or death thing, but important to the well-being of one of our group, an allergy sufferer. So, miles from home, using the internet, we found a pharmacy, part of a big national chain, the same one we use at home. And 20 minutes later, just like that, we had enough to get us to our destination and back. It cost not a whole lot, not enough to break the bank for sure, especially not for people with jobs and insurance. So it was, dare I say it, easy. Healthcare as a commodity, no harder to get than a candy bar or a can of soda. Fast forward to the next day or so, we decided to tour one of the country's great grand historic homes. And why not? I'd read about it, the labor of love of one of the heirs of the Gilded Age. Not even the richest heir at that, a lover of ideas and books and travel and design. Here's what I noticed. The place had dozens of bathrooms, this at a time when it was rare for a private home to have even one. And maybe I missed it, but when we toured the servants' quarters, because you know I had to go there, what do I see but chamber pots? And if you don't know what those are, think about the time your mom broke her hip and was in the hospital for a week. Yeah, those. So think about this. Upstairs, for the family and guests, the latest technology. Downstairs, the chamber pots. These for the people who cook the food, wash the sheets and clothes, rock the babies. Did I mention cook the food? Can I just tell you, it occurred to me that there's something very telling about this, a truth about the way health and healthcare still works in our country to some degree. Innovation certainly does trickle down. In this country, most people can get eventually what the most privileged get first, whether technology, access to care, and information. The question is, what happens until it does trickle down? And whose responsibility is it to see that it does? We found out on our tour of the grand house that the lady of the house took a special interest in the health and well-being of the estate staff, visiting the sick, arranging doctor visits, promoting better nutrition by encouraging the workers to plant more varied food in their kitchen gardens. So that was healthcare as what? Altruism or self-interest? And does it matter? I learned from a wonderful book about the history of medicine called God's Hotel that healthcare as practiced in the West has always been linked to faith and to the care of the poorest. I learned that at one time almost every county in the country had an almshouse as well as a county hospital, the hospital to take care of the very ill, the almshouse to take care of the very poor. In practice, we now know that some of these were places of horror, but the underlying theory makes perfect sense and shows that our current struggle is the same. Is healthcare about mercy or justice? If we agree that we should take care of the poor and the rich should take care of themselves, where does that leave the rest of us? And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.